The Fantasy Edge with Richard Seville and Dennis Sosik.
Hello and welcome to The Fantasy Edge. I'm Richard Seville of FantasySixPack.net, and joining me shortly, welcoming him back from a little bit of an excursion. Dennis Sosik is back, and we are recording this before the Buffalo and New England game. So, you know, it's going to be windy and a little bit of snow flurries going on there. It's going to be gusting up to 40 miles an hour or so. So it should be an interesting game. Hopefully you don't have anybody starting. It'll be great. Dennis, you're back. How are you doing,
man? I'm back. Doing well yourself?
I'm okay. I had a pretty good week in fantasy this week, and especially in the F6P league. Went quite well. Guess before we get into today's waivers and everything, we've got a lot of injuries and things to kind of sort out today. I haven't got my, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for the, for our sheet so we can talk about what we need to talk about on the show. And so the news, and I think a little bit of this is kind of an interesting, kind of the topical news that we need to talk about, is Antonio Brown. The Buccaneers have 2 weeks to decide whether to keep or cut Antonio Brown. So on Sunday, it was reported that the Bucs are indeed considering the possibilities of parting ways with Brown. Dennis, you think they will?
Yeah, I think it all depends on what Tom Brady wants. Like, he's going to make the awesome decision. He's the one that got him there. If he wants to work with them again, I think he'll be there. I mean, nothing surprising when it comes to him. And you know, Brown seems like a little bit of a head case, but for some reason Brady wants him there, and he produces. I mean, he scored 4 touchdowns in 5 games this season, and if Brady wants him, Brown will be playing this season.
He's a big playmaker for the Buccaneers, but still, it's a distraction. You can't have the team distracted when, especially when you're on a, well, if you're looking at how tight the playoff races are right now. I think it's very possible that Arians, I don't know, like you say, if Brady has some say in the decision, but I don't know. In my opinion, I think that Arians, you know, has to take him aside and say, look, this guy, we're trying to make a run for the playoffs here now. We don't need this. Cause you know, the press is the press, and the press will make it an issue, and it gets into the locker room. I don't know. Things swirl around like that. And you know that, Dennis. So.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They'll over exaggerate things and pit players against players, and it becomes, like you said, a huge distraction to a team that has, you know, good chances as any team that, you know, to win the Super Bowl this year. So, they want the distraction. I don't know, but, he's a playmaker when he's on the field. You want to take the lumps with everything else that he does. Yeah, I don't know if they really need him per se, because they have playmakers at every position, but another one doesn't hurt, that's for sure.
So I guess what we're basically saying is that I'm 60-40 that they on the side of them cutting him. And I guess, well, it sounds like you're 60-40 the other way.
More 70-30, I think, to be honest.
Really?
I would not be surprised if he's playing again. Not at all.
Okay. We'll see how that works out. Taylor Heinicke, 4 straight wins for Washington. And so going into 2022, should he have to compete for this job again?
Yeah, I mean, he is. You know, I hate to call him this, but he's, a game manager. And he's nothing spectacular, but like you said, they got in the 4 straight wins. He has 6 touchdowns in his last 3 games. A lot of it also is their defense has stepped up as well. They haven't given up more than 21 points in those victories. So, I think he's, a game manager, and he doesn't hurt you, but he's not a difference maker at quarterback. So, depends on what you have around him. Antonio Gibson has stepped up a lot. He is, looks like he's healthy again. He's producing like the RB1 that everyone was hoping he was. We drafted him early this year. They got playmakers around them with McLaurin. So, I can't see where else they're going to get a quarterback right now, but I think he should be the start next season.
Yeah, I think they'll have to give it to him. There's still a lot of season to go yet, but I mean, so far he's showing that he's got these intangibles that are kind of important in football. And I think I mentioned before, he's kind of like the young Joe Flacco, and because Joe Flacco even won. Well, don't laugh. Joe Flacco won a Super Bowl.
And not because of him, though.
not because of him, but in a way, because of him.
One play he made, but other than that, his defense did it all.
Yeah, the defense does it all. And well, and that's what's happening with Washington, too.
Yeah, I agree. And they got some big matchups coming up, too. I mean, they got Dallas and the Dallas Cowboys for two, the Eagles for two in the next four games. I mean, they're going to decide their own fate going into, you know, for the playoffs.
Yeah. So, anyway, but I will say this about Heineken, and this is the downside of Heineken, is that, yes, you're getting the floor, but I think he lowers the ceiling for McLaurin. He's solid. He'll always, McLaurin's floor is absolutely fine with Heineken. He does no harm in that regard. But he kind of lowers the ceiling, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's a shame because I love McLaurin. He is such a talent, but he's not doesn't get utilized the way you would hope. You know, as a fantasy manager, you would hope he would be targeted like crazy, but it's not. It's shameful.
Yeah, sticking with Washington, and this is one player that actually does thrive well, and they just got him back. Logan Thomas, he's out for the season with the knee injury. What a shame. Now there's
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I heard now that it may not be an ACL now.
Oh.
The latest.
Yeah. I hadn't heard the latest.
They said it may not be. I mean, they obviously did something to his knee, but not an ACL tear.
Oh.
So that could be. Yeah, so I think he avoided it. We'll see how severe it is and if he's coming back this season. But he just started, coming back to what he was playing last year. So it's nice to see him contribute. He has nice chemistry with Heineke.
Yep. Well, that's good. I didn't know that. I thought it was. I thought this was going to be season ending. So they've scaled that back. I'll have to check up the update. What else I got in the notes here? Pete Carroll, big win for the Seahawks. But what about? What do you think of the Seahawks now? After they get this big win, Pete Carroll. Do you think he's still? I still think he's on the bubble.
Yeah, I'm still not thinking he's going to come back. I mean, they play a lot better. I mean, Russell Wilson played a lot better. He still can't run the ball, even though Carroll loves to run the ball. I mean, if it wasn't for that trick play that Travis Homer had, they would average less than 3 yards a carry. So, they still can't run. Russell Wilson doesn't seem as agile as he used to be. Not creating those big splash plays like he did with Metcalf and Lockett. Their schedule is, decent. I mean, coming up, they're 4-8 now, so they're out of the playoffs already, but with matchups against the Rams, sorry, to lose that one. But they got W's against, they should beat Houston and the Lions and the Bears. So, they're still, they finished close to 500, but that's the best case scenario.
Yeah, I think they'd be lucky to get, you can't be 500 now because that's the game of the season. But I think they might not be mathematically out, but they're pretty close to being mathematically out. 4-8, yeah, they can be 9-8, and this is such a crazy playoff year, with the extra game and all, so we'll see how that works out. Kenyon Drake, now he is definitely out for the season.
That's right.
Broken ankle.
I hear anything different about that.
I don't think, you can't change a broken ankle. Broken ankles take a lot of time. That's not just a sprain or stuff. So yeah, I think it's just, all this does is just give Josh Jacobs more work. That's basically 2 and 2 = 4 there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Jacobs he's been a beast lately. I mean, he's already matched the number of targets he had last year and already has more receptions than he had last year. He's 39 this season so far. He only had 33 off last year. So, I mean, he's currently running back 20 in PPR leagues. So, I mean, look for that number to go up. I mean, there's nobody in that backfield. We got our favorite son, Peyton Barber, on the team. We may even see Jalen Richard come back. I mean, he's supposed to be coming back from COVID-19 soon. So, I still think Jacobs is going to be the workhorse there, of course. I don't see anybody else take anything away from him.
Yeah, I think they'll just give him the extra work load and let him fly. Because the Raiders, well, they're in a playoff chase and they lost again. So they're really looking to turn things around. Other injuries happening. Oh, well, before I forget, you might not have Keenan Allen for this weekend. He's on the COVID list or something.
Yeah, I just saw that pop up. It's a shame.
So he might not play. Adam Thielen, high ankle sprain. Obviously we're talking about his replacements. Well, I don't know if they replace things quite in Minnesota. Things are kind of, I don't know if it's just a plug and play, but we'll talk about players and the situation when we get to the waivers. Tyra Taylor out. Back to Davis Mills, I guess the name is.
Yeah, Davis Mills, yeah.
So, Davis Mills hasn't harmed Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks is the only Texan that you can start in fantasy, really. I don't think there's any others.
Right. Yeah, I don't want to touch anybody in that backfield. And then, you know, Mills, I mean, in his six starts, he had six touchdowns and seven interceptions. So, the one game he did have, he played well, was against the Patriots. He had three touchdown passes, which... kind of anomaly, but yeah, hopefully you can bring Brandon Cooks back to fantasy relevance again.
Nice, yeah, and actually, you can. It's actually been Brandon Cooks. You can start. He's actually been a weekly flex and actually fairly solid, I would say, over the season. You can. I mean, you're gonna have bad weeks with him. Of course, it's the Texans, especially when they don't score like this week.
Right. Every week's a bad week for them.
Yeah. So so stuff like that. Yeah, that's not too great, but. Anyways, have I missed any news, Dennis? Is there any other news to catch?
No, I don't think so.
All right, so then that means... To the side! Yes, that's right, we're moving on up. Yep, my moving up guy is T. Higgins. Higgins is really, really ported on. T. Higgins, I don't know who the number one receiver in Cincinnati is anymore. Now I think it's Higgins. I don't know, Dennis. Who's who? Or is it both?
No, I think they're both number ones. I mean, Burrow's throwing the ball over the field. I mean, they get an explosive offense, and hopefully Burrow's finger's okay, but Higgins has really strived the last couple of games with 100 yards and a score in each game. So I love that pick. I was thinking about him when I was trying to pick who my player was, and it's the first player that came to my mind.
I mean, it's two straight games of over 100 yards, and he actually just had his first 100-yard game, but and he's had like double-digit targets before, like back in week 7 against Baltimore. But I don't know. And it just seems at the same time, though, that Chase has kind of fallen off a little bit. Let me just see Chase's numbers here just to put it in perspective. Yeah, Chase has just fallen right off since week 7.
Yeah, I probably get a lot more attention now. So that's probably for Higgins and others there. You think Uzama has been getting targets too? So
you think that's why Higgins is going up? Is because Chase is getting
yeah, that's blanket. A lot of it. I think Higgins is a great talent. So he proved last year that he was a talent. So they had a chemistry with Burrow last year.
Yeah,
they just continued, and you know, with Chase exploding when he did beginning of the year, it's defenses are paying attention to him and not giving him the long bombs, even though he dropped that one yesterday. You see the one he dropped yesterday?
Oh, it was a bad one.
Chase dropped.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I was like, you gotta be kidding me. It was. I have Chase one of my leagues. I started crying when I saw that. There's a touchdown written all over there.
Yeah, he's been a bit loosey goosey with the football. I don't know what's happened to Chase, because at the first half of the season, everything was just like, you know, you felt bad being a T. Higgins owner. Now you're happy being a T. Higgins owner. Because, I mean, I'm just looking at the yardage here for Chase, and it's week 8, 32, 9, 49 in the bye, 32 yards, 39 yards, and a little bit better against the Chargers. Game script, right? Brought it up a little bit to 52. Right. And so they got San Francisco. That's it's not a bad game script, actually. That's you can have you can let it fly with San Francisco. So I don't know. We'll have to see if Jamar Chase can get back on track. But I mean, you still overall in the season, you still did pretty good. But I mean, he hasn't had a 100-yard game. Well, you had that big monster game in week 7 against Baltimore. His best outing of all, 200 yards and a touchdown. A great player, but right now T. Higgins is wearing the shoes. So right. He's my moving up guy. Who have you got?
I got Javonte Williams of the Broncos.
Big game.
He was phenomenal. Last night he had 162 scrimmage yards, a touchdown. He was ripping off big plays via the run and the pass. He gained 92 of his 102 rushing yards after contact. Melvin, who? I mean, let's get Williams as a starter and put Melvin on the bench where he should be.
I don't think it'll happen.
I know, that's what I'm afraid of.
It won't happen.
I hate that.
Yeah, I know.
He looked so good yesterday. I was like, oh, my ass. He needs to get the ball more.
I think what they wanted to do, I think they wanted, there was just no way, that Teddy Bridgewater keep up in a shootout with Patrick Mahomes. And actually, Patrick Mahomes didn't have that great of a game.
No, he didn't. Yeah, he didn't look like, I mean, Bridgewater looked like, he was struggling even to walk out there. I don't know if he's in pain or hurt or something, but he doesn't look good out there.
You're right.
And he's hurting that offense. I mean, without that running game, I don't know how they do anything, you know, but yeah, he doesn't look good.
But it really helps, Javonte Williams that, Bridgewater is a bit of a check down Charlie type of quarterback.
Exactly.
So, definitely a guy that's moving on up. However, that's the problem is that Melvin Gordon will come in and committee ice. I'm not sure how long is Gordon out for? Is he still just week to week or what is it?
Yeah, I think it's a week to week, but I hope it's rest of the season. But I hate to say that.
I take it you have some stock in Javonte Williams.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. A couple leagues, Dynasty League as well. Yeah, he was one of my targets. I loved him in North Carolina. Him and Michael Carter were awesome. And I picked both of them actually in one of my leagues. And Carter was doing great until he got hurt. Mm. And Javonte was, I was waiting for the explosion, waiting every, you know, he has little flashes here and there, but yesterday showed what he could do if he had the, you know, stat percentage kept going up. So hopefully it continues. But like you said, Melvin, I don't think he's going to go away, unfortunately. So, but
no.
It's a good while it lasted.
It still might last. Let's take a look at his matchups here coming down the stretch. He has Detroit next. Nice. Then Cincinnati. Okay. That's not bad either. And then Las Vegas. Another good one. Chargers. That's not bad. And if it closes out the season with Kansas City, yeah, you're right. I can see why you don't want Melvin. Melvin.
Yeah, Melvin, please don't come back.
Melvin, yeah. Javonte Williams, the number one RB of the week. Well, pending the outcome. Judging by the weather for this game, I think Javonte Williams will be the number one RB of 13. So that's in the books. Okay, next.
Danger.
Yeah. Dennis, panic about anybody?
Yeah, I'm panicked about Saquon Barkley. And if you took the plunge in your draft on Barkley returning to be, you know, his dominant self, I mean, obviously you've been disappointed. Always seems to be hurt. Well, he had a couple good runs yesterday. I'm still concerned when that's only flashes you're going to see. And he's never going to be the same after being hurt so often the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think we've hit the last straw with Saquon now. Saquon will no longer... I was even surprised he was in the, he was still in the round one. People had, you know, I admire the fact that people are giving him a chance, like in fantasy, but I just couldn't see it. Like, why is, I would never draft Saquon Barkley. Why? First of all,
right.
for one thing, the bottom line thing is that you want a running back that's on an offense that scores a lot of points.
Yeah.
The better.
Seems pretty logical.
It is. It should be basic knowledge. And then you couple that with the fact that he's got a history of injuries. He's out for half the year. He's out for a whole year, 1 year. I mean, okay, that happened with Dalvin Cook. I get it. But, I don't know. Just not seeing it turn around. And the offense just can't run through, Saquon Barkley. And I think the Giants are getting the idea that they're going to have to, I think the Daniel Jones experiment is over.
Yeah, I think so.
And
Mike Glennon looked like crap too. I mean, they got to start Jake Fromm, which is not appealing at all. So I mean, we're gonna see another bad game from Barkley. So
the Giants have a bad history for getting injured players. You know, like just even going back to Coughlin years, they just always it just seems like they just never seem to have a healthy season where everybody's more or less healthy. They have injuries all the time. Back in the Coughlin days, it tended to be more defense, but that's bad enough too because you know. Well, even Coughlin, I mean, he managed to win a couple of Super Bowls somehow.
Yeah, somehow.
And against Tom Brady, of all people. Yeah. So, I guess sometimes you get the number. Anyways, my player of panic button. I'm panicking on DK Metcalf. the Seattle offense just cannot move the ball. As you said earlier about, but for that trick play, they probably could have lost the game. I mean, that was the, actually that trick play was the difference in the game. And Russell Wilson, yes, like you say, he did have a better game. And DK Metcalf did, himself did have a better game, but it wasn't great. And it was actually the player that is, it's actually Tyler Lockett's has survived the best for what it is. But DK Metcalf, it's just not happening. I'm going to just give you the numbers just to tell you about how really bad DK Metcalf. I have him as number 29, and I even think that's too high. But this is his, but this is since the bye week. Finishes WR. Oh, whoops, better have it half. So, because we do everything, folks, in half PPR here. WR 54, WR 55, WR 90. WR 32 against San Francisco 13. Now, granted, the targets went up a bit, but DK Metcalf has only had 100-yard game all season.
Yeah, that's a huge disappointment this year.
So I don't think you drop him. Not now that you're at the playoffs. But Dennis, I don't think you can start. What are we doing with DK Metcalf now?
Yeah, you hate to be. The guy just says not to play him, and then he goes off for, you know, I mean, all you need is one pass play with him because he's such a explosive player when, you know, he gets the ball, if he gets the ball. He doesn't get the ball that much anymore, fortunately, but he's just one explosive play from, you know, making you weak. So it's hard to sit him, but it's hard to trust him as well. So, I mean, like you said, we're in a bind with him either way. I think you still have to put him in your lineup and hold your breath, and hopefully he gets you a big play out of it.
I think he can next week at least with the Houston coming up. But then right. They're at Houston and then they have the Rams. Then they're at the Rams. And I would sit him. If you have him in your play, because week 15 is a playoff week for many, not everybody, but it's, you know, it's either your last game of the season or it's the first week of the playoffs.
Right.
And would you sit him first week of the playoff against the Rams?
Look at his game log. So last time he played the Rams, he scored twice against them. So he had 5 catches for 98 yards and 2 scores. So I don't know.
That was then when everything was.
I know. Everything was somewhat clicking, at least for what was clicking at the time. But
that was before Russell got hurt.
Yeah, true. It's hard to sit him when it just takes one pass play to make you weak. And I think you have to bite the bullet and play him. I mean, it's difficult, but I think you have to. Did you actually think of sitting him?
I can if I had him, if I have him, I don't have him anywhere this year. But I did last year. If I had him on my team, I'd have to consider it. I would start Mooney over him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, he didn't do anything last Sunday, but
no,
he's
but
been doing well the last couple weeks.
But I would, I would start. I might even start. What other players would I start over him? I'd consider starting Brandon Ayuk over him.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
That may not be that bad. What about...
I might even start Odell Beckham over him.
Ooh, that's rough. That'd be rough. What about Terry McLaurin?
I'd start him over him.
Okay. How about Tyler Lockett?
Yes. Like I say, Tyler Lockett's kind of been, like, during this this downtrend, like, after the bye week, this is Tyler Lockett's finished 65. WR 65, WR 21, WR 27. And this week, of course, he got the touchdown. He was WR 12 with 68 yards. I mean, he's surviving. I mean, you know, if you're getting over 10 fantasy points from your receiver, okay, it's floor. It's not, you know, it's not a monster game, but, you know, you can't. The thing is, I like Metcalf. I think he's a fantastic player. But you can't live on a diet of 4, 5, 2, and 9 fantasy points over the last 4 weeks.
Right. That's true. But I hate to rest my know that I didn't start my studs and lost because of it.
Yeah, I know. I
hate that. I've done it before, you know, overanalyze stuff. And then, you know, I think this, that, and the other. And then, you know, you burn yourself that way.
Would you start Gallup over?
Oh, definitely. Like, yeah, I think I love Gallup. Yeah. What about, DJ Moore? That's a rough one.
No, No, well, even though DJ Moore has given you 14 and 12 fantasy points before the bye, they were on a bye this week. He gave you a 100-yard game. But you see, the problem there is it's Cam Newton.
Yeah, I know.
So
yeah, he still can't throw the ball.
No, he can't.
That time off didn't help a bit. You watch them throw him. It's ridiculous how bad he throws the ball.
I don't know. With Christian McCaffrey out, this season's just a season. Yeah, no. Up is down. Down is up. Where are we going? Right, okay.
I got one more for you. One more for you. Kendrick Bourne.
Like, who are they playing on week 15? I'd have to check the matchup. For Kendrick Bourne, week 15 at Indianapolis. At Indianapolis, Colts defense are pretty tough, actually.
Yeah, they are.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. I mean, I had to look at the matchup there for that.
Right.
I mean, so that tells you that it's on the line.
Yeah, when you start doing the, looking at, get away from your studs, it's hard to...
Yeah, but those other names, it was kind of easy. I didn't even have to look at the matchup to make it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, some of them were pretty easy.
Okay, let's...
not a definite one like he was.
Right. Let's get on with the waivers, Dennis. Let's get the quarterbacks out of the way. There's really nothing. This is the, folks, this is the Fantasy Pros, waiver rankings. This is the waiver rankings, the official rated by experts at Fantasy Pros. Their rankings for waivers for week 14. And these are who they think are the best pickups in each particular, skill position. And we're starting off with the quarterbacks, and they've got, they've got Taysom Hill at QB1. No, come on.
Who's going to be better than him?
He threw four picks, didn't he? He threw four picks.
I know, but that rushing upside does it for him. That kind of supersedes him.
Well, I suppose, yeah. How many fantasy points did he get?
I want to say it's over 20, even with the four picks.
Even with
the 101 yards rushing yards.
See, I haven't looked at the stats, so maybe I'm just jumping the gun here. But anyways, yeah. Jeez, you're right. You finished just the number four quarterback.
I
know, for
it
the
looks
year.
Bad. But I mean, with that rushing upside, it's hard to stay away from
it. It is, but Alvin Kamara is going to be back, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't hear anything he's coming back yet. I mean, they're not in the playoff race anymore, so I don't think they have to risk him being out there anymore.
Do you like Taysom Hill at number one? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see anyone better. I mean,
on this list.
He's so-so. I mean, he's quarterback two, and he'll give you a nice four. Cam Newton can't throw the damn ball.
He shouldn't even be on the list. Just Cam Newton shouldn't be even there. He's a no for me.
I know. I mean, rushing upside, maybe, if that. And Bridgewater, he just sucks.
No.
And Justin Fields.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he can't. He's not done anything yet. I mean, he had a couple good games, but I'm not sure if he's going to play this week. So if he saw Dalton play, I think you want Fields out there if you're a Bears fan. But Dalton was really bad.
Yeah.
Worse than he usually does. But that's even possible.
Okay. Well, I am a bit swayed by Taysom Hill. I was just thinking, I didn't know about that. All that rushing yardage, kind of overcame the interceptions.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He rushed the team high 11 times for 101 yards. I mean, who else is going to run? They got Ring Engel camera ball. So he used that. And, I mean, they're calling running plays for Hill in the second half. So even though he threw four interceptions, he was still fantasy wise. He was doing something for you. But he wasn't doing anything for the Saints.
That's a problem with Thursday games. I sort of like watch it and forget it.
Yeah.
And I don't lump it in with the rest of the weeks the same way as I do the other games. I don't know why that is. But anyway, yeah, Taysom Hill. Okay, I'm swayed on that. But as for the rest, Taylor Heineke. Taylor Heineke in two quarterback leagues, yeah. Anyways, let's do the other short list. They'll go on the other side, the tight ends. They've got Tyler Conklin as TU1. I like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Especially with Thielen out now, he should see more targets there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, I mean, he's still. I mean, I think he's tight end 15, 18, somewhere in that range. Now, I mean, that should go up, especially now. I mean, who knows with the? I mean, that anytime you see high ankle sprain, you have to be wary when he's going to be able to come back from that. you know, that's a traded disease for a player, you know, but a disease and injury. Oh, I said traded injury. So I think I would, I'd love to get Compton on my team if he's available.
Yeah. And then they got Cole Kmet at number two, and I'm like, yeah. I think he'll have better games. Yeah, I think I'm okay with him. If you need to pick up, like, I mean, Dallas Goedert's on a bye, so you know, if you need someone to cover, if you've got Dallas Goedert, who had a fantastic game for the Eagles, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
So
he helped me win one of my matchups. So I'm lucky him this week.
Oh, you did.
Minshew Mania. There you go.
They're off, by the way, and the Dolphins, I believe, are the other team that are off.
Yeah, Dolphins, Patriots, Colts.
Right.
Yeah, four teams gone.
Colts. Get a break. Yeah, Dallas Goedert turned out the tight end two of the week. Depending on the outcome of this tonight, which I don't think will be, I don't think he'll be having a lot. I don't think Hunter Henry is going to be doing a whole lot of stuff. Dawson Knox.
No.
It's just not nice out. This is a running game type of thing. Yeah. So anyways, if you need to cover, Cole Kmet. Yeah. If you need to cover a tight end, he's a good spot start. I don't mind that pickup. Evan Engram, kind of meh for me.
Yeah, I can't fathom owning him anymore. I used to own him. He keeps disappointing me, so I can't do it anymore.
No. just to tell people, by the way, who Cole Kmet is playing. Cole Kmet is playing Green Bay, and it's a good matchup. Put a cap on that. Flash Moreau, a bit of a disappointment this week, Dennis. I'm a no for him.
Yeah, me too. I mean, he was supposed to be, you know, the hot pickup after a while I was out. And
yeah.
He didn't do nothing.
No.
He was a bit disappointed.
Nah, I don't even, you can't even use him as a sponsor either. And finally, then we got Gerald Everett. Gerald Everett, kind of leaning no for me.
Yeah, did you see the pass he dropped in the end zone?
No, I didn't.
Yesterday?
He dropped
that for Wilson, too.
Oh, perfect. That's right, yes.
I would say perfect, but it bounced off his hands. It got intercepted at the goal line. Unbelievable.
That's right.
Yeah.
You won't be seeing targets. finally, the last guy who is getting targeted. He actually got targeted 6 times in the last game. So I like this guy is CJ Uzomah. Sure, he's playing San Francisco, and he's. I don't mind if you need a spot start. I'd say sure.
Absolutely. I'm surprised he's still available in the league.
Yeah, good Bengals. So Dennis, where should we go? Running backs.
Let's go to running backs. I don't see. I'm looking at this list and I'm not too excited about anybody. They're starting off with Tevin Coleman. I mean, he's getting the ball at the Jets. I mean, he's getting some scrimmage yards, but he's that offense is looking great, and he's still getting. He's probably the best one to own, but that's not saying anything.
Yeah, no, completely agree. He's a no for me. I don't even know why he should be at the top. The next guy. It should be at the top to me. I think Kenneth Gainwell should be at the top. I'm thinking there's opportunity there. I think he should be the more hot pickup.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going on with Miles Sanders, if he's playing, how hard he is or not, but the game will look good to me. Got some passes, scored a touchdown. And he was hot at the beginning of the year when Sanders was out. And then took a little downturn when Sanders came back. But yeah, he should definitely be number one. I'm not sure why Coleman's number one.
I had a feeling they were going to sit Boston Scott and just have him dressed just as a just-in-case guy because he wasn't feeling good. I mean, they had Gainwell. I even said in the blurb view, I think Kenneth Gainwell is a guy you should pick up. I mean.
Yeah, that was a good call.
And because, you know, the guy's sick. And a lot of people who started Boston Scott, where's Boston Scott? Well, he was sick. You know, so they just had him dressed. That's it.
Yeah, why listen to the news?
People don't think.
No. They don't follow that stuff, I guess, as much as they should.
Well, no. Or just apply logic.
Yeah, that's asking a lot. yeah, another retread, Rashad Penny.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy gets so many damn chances. It's embarrassing. I can't see picking him up at all for any reason.
Nah, I don't like Rashad Penny. I don't like anything to do with the Seattle the backfield.
No.
I want any of them guys. Not even Homer, who I used to like.
Because the name or because he's
No. I like, you know, well, yeah, I guess I liked Homer. It's a good name, but no. And they got Adrian Peterson on. So they're mucking everything up in that offensive backfield, you know. And then Adrian Peterson comes in and they give him the ball for a touchdown. Goodness sake.
Right. Yeah. What are they trying to make sure he gets a record or something? I mean, yeah, he's just, I'm surprised they still get him. Anyone gives him a boss, though. He looks so washed that he shouldn't be out there anymore.
He looked terribly washed in the Titans' backfield. The Titans dumped him.
Right.
They're happy with, you know, and look what they got. They got two good, half-decent running backs for, I don't know how guys like Donta Foreman and Dontrell Hildred have been overlooked. I mean, they look good.
Yeah. Yeah, they should be. That should be owned too, in a lot of leagues as well, because they shouldn't get the ball a lot.
Whoever on the Titans scouted the waiver the free agent list, they should be given a raise. They knew what they were doing, and they also knew what they were doing by dumping Peterson. Peterson was kind of just name brand, but I don't know. Seahawks gave him the ball. He squared a touch anyway. Rex Burkhead, he's on Houston.
Yeah, enough said there.
I'm going to say no. Jordan Howard, injured, no. Finally, I guess we can wrap it up with Hyde. He's I don't know. If Robinson fumbles, then Hyde comes in because Urban Meyer's mad at him.
Right. Yeah, I don't get that.
Or Urban Meyer, I don't know. He's got a love-hate relationship with Robinson. Any chance he gets to put Robinson in the doghouse, he'll do it.
Yeah, I don't get that. I mean, what he's accomplished and what he has done, so far in his career, I'm not sure why he has so much hate for him. But must have pissed him off somewhere down the line.
I don't know what it is. I mean, Dalvin Cook fumble current. Anyway, he does.
Austin Eckler.
Austin Eckler fumbled a lot.
Yeah, he fumbled twice on Sunday. So.
Exactly. All right. That clears that list. Now we're on to wide receivers. Who have they got at number one? Now, Devontae Parker shouldn't be on this list. He's WR2. I have the corresponding percentages owned, and 52.3% owned. Devontae Parker shouldn't be on this list, but oops. But he is. But anyways, Russell Gage, number one. He's a no. Why is he at the top?
He's getting targets. I mean.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. I mean, even in a low quality offense. I mean, he's still getting, six targets a game. And I mean, he's getting some catches. If he's only getting like 50 yards a game, but if you're in a full PPR league, maybe as a, in a deeper league as a flex, maybe you think about it, but otherwise.
Is he at the top of your waiver grab for this week?
No, not even close.
Well, he had 130 yards. So, yeah. Well, you're right about the targets there. Pardon me.
I wouldn't touch him, but.
Nah.
Nah, not an offense. I liked the next guy on the list, KJ Osborne. I would look at him with Thielen out in Minnesota.
Yes.
He looked good in a couple of games and started to get the ball more. So I would take him, but in front of Gage.
There's no guaranteed upside with KJ Osborne, but there has to be some, like you say, with Thielen out. There has to be some. I mean, it's probably going to be a little bit more Conklin, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And I still like to have the opportunity to have Osborne on my team in case he does explode.
Yeah. I think you're absolutely right. You can't take a chance of leave Osborne out there. I think you gotta put in a bid. He's a definite yes. There's no question about it. As is Devontae Parker, but I don't know. Devontae Parker over percent also.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're on to WR4, Kendrick Bourne, who is playing tonight. And we just talked about him in comparison to DK Metcalf.
Right.
And I
think him. I mean, he's producing.
Yeah, he's producing. Yeah. Now he's a yes. Yeah. He's a yes.
I'm surprised he's even on the list. I mean, he's only, 40% owned, but...
36.
Ran the board.
Yeah, he's close.
Yeah.
I like Amon Ra, the big hero of Detroit.
That's right. He's going to call falling pretty soon.
That's right. And so that's pretty good. I take the hot player. Why not,
Yeah, he's getting the targets. Yeah, like 10 catches and a touchdown, so...
Yeah, did you know he's related to Equanimeous St. Brown?
Is he really?
Yeah.
You're just making it up.
No, I'm not making it up. They said it in the commentary that when I was watching the game. Well, not the game. I was watching Red Zone, but it came up as I was watching it. And we're talking about Amari St. Brown. I think they're brothers or something. Cousins.
Oh, nice.
Or something. But they are related. Yeah. Really.
That's awesome. Yeah, I would take my chance with him.
Yep. He's a yes. Definite yes. The big hero, Detroit.
Right.
That was quite a thing, you know. You just can't, it just goes to show you, you can't leave too much time on the clock for Jared Goff.
Right. Yeah, what kind of defense were they playing? I mean, the defensive backs were like 3 yards in the end zone when he got that pass. What were they doing? Why aren't they guarding the goal line? That made no sense. That defense made no sense to me. Back to the list. Sterling Shepard.
He's a no for me.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, when's he ever going to play? That's the question. He's always hurt. I mean, when he plays, I like him, but taking a chance of him playing is a crapshoot on that one. So I'd say no on that one as well. How about MVS?
Yeah, definitely. I'm surprised it says 13.7% over there.
Yeah, I don't see how that's even possible, but I definitely take my chances on him.
I'll take
that offense, and I mean, he's a big play guy. I definitely take a chance on him.
Yeah, he's definitely, yes, he should be in the roster. It's not a weekly start or anything, but, you know, if the matchup is right, you know, right. If it's a Kumbumba, you know, type matchup, like if you're playing the Chiefs or something, you gotta have.
Yeah.
Got to have these guys in for those big shootout games.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely yes.
Yeah. Jameson Crowder, he's a no. No Jets, thanks.
Yeah,
except for Elijah Moore.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's definitely been breaking out lately, and he's someone I would want to see. But Crowder, no. Yeah, you can't trust him.
NWI. NWI. I've seen that being put out there.
It's not bad.
No,
I wouldn't take him, but it's not bad.
This is a tough one. Yeah, I'm on the fence on this. Kind of yes, kind of no, kind of yeah, maybe. Well, I kind of think it depends on if Julio Jones comes back, which is, I don't know. I saw some news that he might be coming back.
Yeah, they just took him off the list today.
Oh, did they?
Out of reserve. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Not so high on him.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
I'd rather have those running backs we were talking about.
Yeah.
One of them. Or I don't know, both of them. Both of them are playing great.
Yeah. You know what? Which running back I'm surprised not on the list? You may be shocked on this one, but the blast from the past, Amir Abdullah.
Oh, right.
In Carolina. I'm surprised he's on the list. I mean, you know, obviously McCaffrey's gone, and he's getting the ball up a lot more than before. So I think he's just someone that should be playing instead of the rookie there, you know? So
yeah, that's a good point. I should have had him in as a spec at.
Yeah, I thought about that one.
I'm glad you brought him up. See, Dennis always thinking.
I try.
All right, Nick Westbrook. Yeah, we're not too keen on the receivers of Titan, but we like the running backs.
4%. There's only 2% on ESPN because Abdullah.
Worth picking up.
Yeah, yeah.
If you need a
deep end. I mean, Chuba Hubbard hasn't really shown that much. He had a couple decent games, but he hasn't shown anything in about 3 or 4 weeks. So Abdullah can catch the ball. It's one thing he's good at. Not bad deep selection.
Things that make you say, and that is one. No, I'm serious. No. You brought up a good one. The Panthers there. That you know, you kind of forget about how big a hole Christian McCaffrey left, and you know the bye week. You sort of forget about stuff. You know, you kind of live in the moment.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're right about that. Anyways, moving right along. Josh Reynolds, he's kind of a yeah. I guess.
It's hard to get excited about him.
That's it.
Yeah. I mean, he gets the ball, and, you know, he has chemistry with Goff from the time in the Rams, so, I mean, he's someone that's a deep, you know, depth add more than anything else, but that's something you want to start in, probably. Yeah.
All right. Traquan Smith. No.
No.
LaVisca. I have to say no.
Oh, man. I can't believe you're actually going
to say no. I have to say no. He's always on the list. He's always on this stupid waiver list. And I always say yes. The first week I'm going to say no. They just will not use LaVisca Chenault the way they're supposed to use the LaVisca.
Yeah, I don't get it.
LaVisca Chenault type people.
Right. At least you use them like the Falcons use Patterson.
Yes, or Debo.
Right, Debo, exactly. Yeah, use them that and see what he produces. I mean, come on. that just
wasted on this team. He's a talented, he's a good football player.
Yeah, he is. I agree. He just hasn't produced. Just a shame.
He's wasted. He's wasted on this team.
Yep, I agree.
Another guy who's wasted all his life. And always wasted because he's on, well, okay, he had an injury, but I don't like Curtis Samuel anymore.
Okay. Why is that?
That's because I just don't think he's the kind of player that I kind of hoped he was going to be. You know, I kind of pictured him as, well, not exactly like the LaVisca Chenault type, but I mean, cause he is one of those, RBWR type of players, but I think when he was on the Panthers, I thought there was some sort of chance. And he gets moved off of the Panthers and now he's on, I saw him in action a little bit. I don't know. I can't see myself ever picking up Curtis Samuel.
Yeah, me either. It's a shame, but yeah, he looked good in Carolina, but he isn't that in Washington. So
he's injured half the time.
Yeah, right. He's always injured. Seems like right.
Yeah. Deontay Harris. I actually have him. He's my spec guy, so we won't have to be able to talk. I'll talk about him a little bit later. Donovan Peoples-Jones. He's a yes for me.
How about that?
I like Donovan Peoples-Jones. I mean, look, there's no OBJ anymore. Jarvis Landry can't do everything. I mean, okay. Rashard Higgins is, I mean, I really think that Donovan Peoples-Jones, the only problem, it's just Baker Mayfield is playing hurt and he cannot do all the things that he should be doing. And that's another question I have for you. Should Baker Mayfield sit, just get some rest? I mean.
Yeah, he shouldn't be on the field. He's hurting the team now. Before it was, tough. You know, he's a really tough guy. Yeah, that's great. But you start hurting your team, that means you got to sit down. I mean, he shouldn't be on the football field right now. I mean, he's not contributing. He can't throw. I mean, he's missed so many passes the last couple of games. It's embarrassing. And if you know he was hurt, you'd be like, this guy sucks. But he just misses too many plays right now, and he shouldn't be out there.
No, he shouldn't. But I do like Donovan Peoples-Jones. I think you should have him. I mean, just in case the target share goes up and in case Baker decides to be healthy. he decides to be healthy.
He's a big play guy. He reminds me kind of like a BS kind of player. Big play guy. Won't get that many targets, but he can do a couple of splash plays that make your week.
I don't even have Laquan Treadwell on my rest of the season. He plays for the Jags. And I thought, but it's just that anybody who plays for the Jags who's supposed to catch footballs is just, can't catch footballs, mainly because Trevor Lawrence is on his back half the game.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he looks pretty awful, but the offensive line, like you said, has him running backwards every play, so he can't do too much out there.
No, there's just no protection for Trevor Lawrence can't operate in that environment. I don't know, things have to get better in Jacksonville. I really don't see it happening anytime soon.
Unfortunately.
No. And finally, Zay Jones.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
Yeah, he's a no for just the Raiders. Okay, so now we move on to, we're picking up all these wonderful players.
Sure.
come on. I guess there's a couple here like we were talking
league
about.
League winners,
like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, when we talk at Kenneth Gainwell, I guess he's kind of the pickup of the week. I guess there's a couple of others, like, you know, if you really want to get Mr. Excitement, like Amon Ross, St. Brown. Yeah. It's not a great week. I mean, this is our last week that we're going to be doing the waivers, so we still got to drop somebody in. I would happily drop Cortland Sutton of the Broncos. There's no reason you need Cortland Sutton on your freaking football team. You don't need him on your fantasy team. Cortland Sutton does nothing for your fantasy team. Get him off.
No. Yeah, he's been an afterthought since Jerry Judy came back. And he started off so hot at the beginning of the year. He looked phenomenal. And then Judy came back and he hasn't caught more than like 5 passes since like week 7.
That's
and
right.
Bridgewater doesn't look that good either. So you combine those two and yeah, Sutton's an easy drop for me.
Yeah. WR33, WR56, WR60, WR53, WR78. This week, WR68. Fantasy point total 7, 4, 3, 3, 2, 2. Yeah. Yeah. I think you could do better with just, you know, just actually just opening up the phone book and. Nice. You could probably get a better guy on your fantasy team by just opening the phone book and just, you know.
Yeah, I think even LaVisca Chenault has more points than that.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, drop Courtland Sutton. Who are you going to drop?
Rashad Bateman. Man, I thought he was going to be, you know, a great duo with Marquise Brown and Baltimore, and he's been such a disappointment last week. I mean, he only had one target on Sunday, and he's playing behind Sammy Watkins? Holy crap. And Devin Duvernay. I thought his role would expand, but it's going in the wrong direction. I think he can drop him.
Yep, no yards. Total fantasy points, 3, 8, 5, 8, 3, 3, and nothing. So there you are, Rashad Bateman. I wasn't fooled. I didn't think, you know what? And somebody said, how come you, somebody sent me a comment about my rest of the season. How come you got Rashad Bateman ranked so low? Because he crap.
And yeah, especially that offense too. I mean, Lamar's not, he makes some flashy plays here and there, but he's still not an excellent quarterback.
There's too many mouths to feed in an offense like that for someone like him. This offense is just Mark Andrews. Who's the lead receiver? Mark Andrews. I mean, that alone should tell you that wide receivers, the next wide receiver, like Marquise Brown is, you know, he's the next one. Right, and you're gonna try and fit in Rashad Bateman. Come on, give me a break. No, Rashad Bateman's out. You're absolutely right. Drop him weeks ago. In fact, all right. Spec ads.
I hold on hope.
Yeah,
dude. I tried.
Well,
hope is gone.
Good point about LaVisca Chenault. I'd rather own him.
Scary but true.
Scary but true. I'm not picking him up, but he can stay on the waiver wire, LaVisca Chenault. But if I had to choose between the two, I'd pick him.
There you go.
Right. Anyway, Speckheads. I was going to talk about Deontay Harris, and just getting a little bit serious. But I really like Deontay Harris. He passes the eye test for me. The only problem is that I think I'd like to pick him up. He's a good pickup, but you really got to think about it. You know. But he is a spec ad for me, but really on the edge. But this is spec ads. And I'm thinking of playoffs, and I think there might be good opportunity, like some good matchups for him down the stretch. I have to check that again because I've already forgotten.
I think he's suspended, though, I think.
I think you might be right.
Yeah, for DUI.
Oh, you're right about that. Yeah, and here I am putting in. Okay, I'll put up. I'll put in your choice, Amir Abdullah. See, Dennis is covering for me.
There you go.
We'll put in Amir Abdullah.
You're welcome.
All right, so that's kind of a wash. What have you got?
All right, I got Godwin. I'm going to butcher his last name. Igwe Buke from Detroit. Yeah, with DeAndre Swift out, Godwin's taking over the pass catching role. And it looks like Jamal Williams ain't going to be, they're going to try to save him so he's not taking a beating in the pass catching. So they're going to use Godwin as that player. And he's not a bad spec ad for, deeper leagues, PPR leagues.
No, I like it. I like it. Let me see what he did. 2 carries, 8 rush yards. Yeah, right. The passing game, he had 1, 2 targets. Yeah, that could grow. That could grow, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Swift. I mean, obviously they're not going anywhere. So do you really want to risk him in any part of the season? You know, I mean, they got their win. I think they would, if they didn't win, I think they would probably take him out. I mean, put him on the field again to get that win. And then, because they don't want to be winless, you know, or like the Browns. So I don't think he's going to be. If he's not 100% healthy, he's not going to be out there. No reason for him to be out there.
You're right. So since they've got nothing to lose and nothing to win, they might as well start running out and see what they've got on this roster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that happens a lot in fantasy. You see that with teams that are out of it, that they will start running players that would otherwise be, you know, the second teamers will start getting a little more run. And Godwin is definitely a second teamer that might get some opportunity.
Yeah.
So worth a try. Right, Dennis, that's the end of the show. Final thoughts? My final thoughts for this week, well, this is the week that you find out whether you make the playoffs or not. Very close for me. In the league of record, which is the Fantasy Six-Pack League, which I'm going to make a push for you to get in there. If a spot opens up, I want you to have it.
Yeah, please do.
I will.
Since Joe won't let me in there,
very tight. And I will tell you that it is the most competitive league, man. It's like, there's nobody sleeps. You got to be on the ball in that league. I mean, it is the toughest league I've ever played in. Everyone is super tough. We didn't have one trade.
Really? Wow.
One trade. Nobody traded. And that happens, and that's not uncommon. It's because everybody's so on the ball, nobody wants to get ripped off.
Right. Would you do that to somebody?
No, I wouldn't. Well, I did make an offer. I offered Joe Corey Davis for LaVisca Chenault.
Yeah.
He said no.
Didn't go well.
Yeah, I just said no. And I think I offered him another guy, too. I forget who.
Did you see, speaking of news, Corey Davis is now out for the year?
That's right.
Yeah, I saw that pop up. Core muscle surgery he has to get, so he's gone for the year. Even more chances for more in the Jets. So they could pepper even more targets now, because that's possible. But it's good he is producing, so.
Yeah, I still don't like, I really still don't like Crowder.
No, me either.
I know they got him on the list. I guess they have him on the list because I have to.
I guess. Look at the other person on that list. I'm surprised.
I'd rather have Braxton Berrios.
Yeah.
Seriously, I would. I would. I'd rather have Braxton Berrios than, I know Braxton Berrios, he's kind of a cold bees type.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I'd rather have him than Crowder or anybody else in that team. Well, not except Moore, of course. Yeah, anyways, that's the show, folks. And we're going to watch some football now. We're going to go watch the. All right, you ready to watch the snowball, Dennis?
Yeah, sure. It's like an old school game. I like to see it. It's fun to watch.
That'll be good. Before we close, Dennis does the stock up, stock down. When's that out, Wednesday?
Yes.
That's out Wednesday. Check that out. Yep. Make sure you check my rest of rankings. That's out on Thursday. And then, of course, the blurb view, which is the weekend preview, games, players, who's in the booth, the weather, everything. Tons of stuff. That comes out on Friday, F6P. And thank you for joining us on the Fantasy Edge. And we'll see you next week. We won't be doing waivers, but we'll be talking to someone else. We're going to have, hopefully, we will have Dennis. We're going to have Davis Ganos.
Absolutely. Yeah. Newly inducted Hall of Famer in FSWA, so it'll be nice to talk to him.
Which I again, also... my start. And, yes, I want to also offer my congratulations, Dennis, that you are now in the Fantasy Sports Writers Association. Congrats.
Thank you. It's a great honor. I started with David Ganos 1 year ago when he had a running contest at the so-called FantasyExperts.com.
Right.
And I won the contest and then started writing for him and then wrote for Joe at Fantasy Six-Pack and blossomed into this. So I owe a lot to him, so it'd be great to talk to him and get his views on fantasy football today and playoff run and so he looks in the playoffs.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to talk a little bit about the past and a little bit about the present and a little bit about the future with Ganos next week. So we'll probably do it in that order next week.
Hopefully.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
So join us again next week on the Fantasy Edge for all that and take care, everybody.
Adios.
Bye-bye.